This is Gordon Evans, and I am speaking with Christine Wine. Christine, thank you very much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Can you tell us a little bit about what you do with Ministry with Community?
Yes, I'm the program director at Ministry with Community, and we're a daytime shelter and resource center. So anybody can come in any day of the week. We're open 365 days a year, 7 days a week, 11 hours a day. We open at 6:30 in the morning, and we close at 5:30. And when you first come in, you're going to run into our front desk. We've got hygiene supplies. You can take a shower. You can do laundry. We've got lockers available for personal storage. You can also eat breakfast and lunch there. And we've got social workers that you can see kind of on a walk-in basis, which is really unique. A lot of places don't offer that kind of drop-in social work.
And that is specifically a service that's related to mental health?
Yes. Again, you don't necessarily have to have a mental health concern to see one of our social workers or a question. You might need a clothing referral or a food referral, and so we can help you with that too.
Specifically, if someone does come in and perhaps shows some signs of mental illness, what happens?
So if someone is in crisis, especially if we haven't, you know, it might be their first time coming to Ministry with Community, we try to get them in right away to see one of the social workers. And so we meet them where they're at that day, whatever kind of situation they might be in. Maybe they just lost their job or they're feeling overwhelming with anxiety or depression. We're going to help them out and try and get the resources that they need.
And when you get them the resources that they need, you do not do a diagnosis. Let's be clear here. Don't do a diagnosis.
We do not do diagnosing or assessment in that sense at Ministry with Community. Kind of informal case management or counseling, kind of in between of trying to get them set up with some long-term support.
And you may give a referral.
Yep. We give a lot of referrals to the community.
So when you see people come in and there is a problem with perhaps a mental illness, do you often see people who are military veterans?
We do see veterans. Like we were talking before, I think a big issue in mental health in this community is barriers to service. So we try to reduce as many barriers as possible. And part of that, it can be a pro and a con, really, is that we don't ask a lot of information when somebody comes in the door. So it's really based on self-reporting. So we do have veterans that are there. We've got two veterans from the VA that do outreach there on a weekly basis as a support system. But we do see veterans, and some of them are struggling. And so that's why a support group like the one that's on Fridays at 10 a.m. is really important, because it's a peer support model. So it's a veteran, you know, who's been in the service, he's out, he's been through similar experiences, and he's coming in to kind of sit beside somebody while they're trying to do the same thing.
So if a veteran is there and you know they're a veteran, it's because they've revealed that information.
Yes. Right? Yes.
So it's possible someone is there and they have just chosen not to say that they're a veteran.
Correct.
Do you think it's important to try to get at that? I mean, I understand the reasons for reducing the barriers. At the same time, are there methods and things that people are trying to work at to just get a good handle on it?
As far as, like, who's in our
chronicling
building?
Yeah. And chronicling
Absolutely.
The problems amongst veterans, I suppose, mm-hmm. as opposed to the others in the population.
Yeah. And, you know, and we use the, have you heard of HMIS?
No.
The Michigan Homeless Information Management System.
Okay. I have. Yeah.
We participate in that, as do a lot of other agencies in the community. So we are using that to try and get some of that information and data. And, you know, we talk internally of how can we know more about our population right from the get-go. So we are, nothing's in writing yet, but we are kind of working on how can we get more information on the people that we're seeing, because it's important to know.
Is there still a major stigma attached to mental illness in general?
Oh, absolutely. I think even in the general population, there's a stigma to that. And so I think multiply that for someone that might be experiencing homelessness, or they're not quite sure where to turn or what resources are available. They're vulnerable. They're scared. I think that magnetizes the stigma.
And makes people perhaps reluctant to seek help.
Oh, absolutely. And the systems sometimes that are in place, maybe they've sought out help before, didn't have a good experience, so they're going to be reluctant to try and seek out help again. Or they might have had insurance, but only so many sessions were covered, and now they're out of sessions. And some of the, you know, if you've got Medicaid, there's not a lot of places in Kalamazoo that provide that service with Medicaid. So there's a lot of barriers when someone is trying to seek out assistance for mental health.
But as you mentioned, Ministry of the Community is trying to remove some of those barriers.
Right.
Can you help people navigate that and,
yes.
and find the places maybe that do accept Medicaid, for instance?
Yep. That's where our social workers really come in to play, because we can actually sit down, you know, we can bring somebody into our office in a quieter space and actually have a conversation where they, one, make sure that they know that they're safe. And sometimes it takes a little bit. You kind of build that relationship and that rapport over time. But that's exactly what we're there to do.
What are some of the services that are available, perhaps to a veteran that, someone in the general population could not take advantage of?
Specifically at our agency?
Well, through your agency that you might refer them to, yeah.
Anyone can come into our doors anytime and receive any of the services. So specifically geared towards veterans, we've got the two peer support outreach workers that come in on Fridays at 10 and then every other week at 11. And they help refer folks to the VA or to other resources in the community. And I think it's really helpful because it's a group of veterans, you know, I haven't been in the military, so I don't know what that experience is going to be like for you or what coming home is going to be like. So I think that's a really key component to that particular outreach. We also have, transportation is a huge thing too. So let's say you get referred to the VA, you don't have a car. How are you going to get there to the one in Battle Creek? So there is Kalamazoo Marine Corps League actually volunteers to drive folks there. Every Wednesday between 7:30 and 8, they show up at Ministry with Community and take people there and bring them back. So those are a couple of the resources that we offer right on site to veterans.
Is there enough awareness about the services which are available in terms of mental illness, referrals through a place like Ministry with Community? Is the public aware enough of that to perhaps lend assistance to someone who may be dealing with mental illness?
I think there's minimal awareness. I don't think enough awareness about the impact that mental health actually has. You know, if you're depressed or you have anxiety or you're suffering from PTSD, that impacts every other aspect of your life, or you don't know how to get out of it or where to go. So I think in that sense, there's not enough awareness of what the impacts of that are. You know, I'm sure you've seen the billboards of, like, you know, if you had a broken leg, you'd take medicine for it, that kind of thing. And not that medication is always the answer, but it's that
but
same
treatment of some
yeah,
sort.
But treatment of some sort, whether that be medication for a while or for however long you need, or seeking counseling or getting treatment for, you know, going to a support group. I don't think that's looked upon as an option.
As you mentioned, anybody can come through the doors of Ministry with Community. What sort of things does it get tricky when we're talking about perhaps someone referring, you know, a friend or a family member? You know, do privacy laws get in the way of that sort of thing?
As far as if we refer out,
or if someone comes to you and says, you know, I know someone who has mental illness, you know, does someone have to walk through the door themselves? I guess I'm wondering.
You know, and some people, based on their comfort level, might bring somebody with them, you know, but if they are saying it's okay for that person to be in the room when we talk, you know, we're more than comfortable doing that. And other people choose to come by themselves. Sometimes we get, you know, I get phone calls like, hey, I've got a friend or a daughter or something like that, that needs assistance. What should I do? So we kind of offer and discuss what we do there. And then I always encourage them, whoever you're concerned about, have them call me first and let's talk, you know, because really you got to take charge of your own situation, I think, to have it be the most beneficial.
You mentioned post-traumatic stress disorder earlier, PTSD,
yeah.
and some people who suffer from that are not veterans. They can suffer for other things, but, when you see this, I mean, is this a major problem for that person, something that needs immediate attention? Is that sometimes what you see at Ministry with Community?
You know, I think with our system, you know, I'm talking about system like society and the systems we have in place. I think people learn to get by. And so it might go undiagnosed, or they're pretty sure they have it, or you know what I mean? People can do their own research and
perhaps for a while they're coping with it.
And they're just coping. So I think having a mental health issue or concern, and then on top of that, maybe you're struggling with homelessness, that in and of itself can also be traumatic. So there's different levels of trauma. And I think our society in itself isn't equipped to really come alongside and gather together. I think we're working towards that. And there's different models out there that are definitely trying to make headway. But on a day-to-day basis, I think we can be doing a better job.
Do you think there is some more awareness about the issue of mental health in general, and perhaps related to the military after, for instance, the shooting at Fort Hood, where we had someone who was there being treated, and then we had, you know, a tragedy that, that resulted. Does that, as tragic as that is, does it perhaps bring the issue into the public spotlight a little more?
Yeah, but that's a, that to me, is my personal opinion, is that's a symptom. You know, we're waiting for this explosion to happen, and really we could be taking steps so that things like that don't happen. You know, people are potentially getting ignored, and or maybe they do want to seek out treatment, but they don't have insurance or they don't have money, and there's not a lot of places in town that offer services. And I should mention that all of our services are free. So if you don't have income, you know, you can come to us and we'll try and work something out with you. And there are some health clinics do have like sliding fee scales, so we can help refer to that and talk to, you know, folks at their office and advocate on your behalf. But I don't think there's enough.
Well, we mentioned awareness of the services out there. What more needs to be done? I mean, what more services do we need that can help get at this issue of mental illness in general and veterans in particular?
If I could dream big.
Go ahead.
I'm going to dream big here.
Sure.
I think if all of the human service agencies were trained in a similar model, so we're, you know, and I get that there needs to be room based on what services you're offering, but if we could all be trained in a similar model and really come together as agencies and collaborate around individuals and be a support system, because sometimes what happens is a person kind of gets sent to one place and then to another and then to another, and this is one of our own kind of system cons, is that, like I said, we don't do a lot of intake right away. We don't do anything, but we build this information up over time with someone. So I think if we could come together as a community and the agencies in it and really kind of wrap around somebody who's interested in that, I think that that could be helpful.
How big a problem is untreated mental illness, not just for that person who is mentally ill, but for society at large?
Well, I mean, you could do the cost analysis if you wanted. And I think the impact is huge. Kalamazoo is rich in resources as far as agencies that are out there. So even that, the amount of resources that we have is a cost, and employees and, you know, folks that are needing some kind of medical assistance, you'll probably find them in the ER repeatedly, or needing to get an ambulance ride repeatedly, or, you know what I mean? Or police need to come and help take care of a situation. So I think the cost is huge. And what I'm concerned about really is the cost for that individual. You know, we're a community and we're supposed to be looking out for each other. And I think that we're all in this together. And so I think each person needs to take that individual responsibility of and accountability. This could be your neighbor. We're really all one paycheck away from needing the services that we're stigmatizing people for. So I'm a firm believer in we each need to do our part.
Christine, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.